Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another Super Rugby podcast with your hosts, Damien Warren and
Toby Harris.
Mate, we've just sat down, haven't we? We've been kicked out of our spiritual home.
We have.
And I've had to rearrange the mics this morning.
You have.
I'm not on Struggle Street, but I feel like it.
I am on Struggle Street. As you can probably hear by my voice, it's a little croaky. I'm okay, though. I'm just tired.
Listen, but you've just told me some huge news.
Yes, but we'll get to that.
But before we start,
can I just tell you what I did yesterday, Damo?
Go for it, mate.
So in the morning.
Can't wait.
In the morning, I went for a 10-kilometre run. Yeah, that's good. Not too bad.
That's good for you.
That's right, yeah. And then I went for a 20K walk.
Why?
That is the question. Silly, eh? Real bad. It wasn't even for anyone either. You know, like, you could sort of get away with it.
You were
it.
Just bored, weren't you?
Oh, she or he was really nice. But, no.
Just fancy. Just kept walking? Did you start off going 20K
I probably got too far and then I was like, oh, I'm on duty at 3 and I had to turn around and go a bit quicker.
Brilliant. Mate, message from our supporters. Lots of people saying Merry Christmas. So Merry Christmas to you.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
Yeah, that as well.
Yes.
And obviously people are wondering why on earth we've been away for so long.
Yes, well, it's been the festive.
Christmas,
You know, we've spent time with our families.
We've enjoyed the break, haven't we?
We loved skiing. I went to Switzerland.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. No snow, so no skiing, but time with family.
I have painted and decorated my loft.
Oh, yeah. Is that all finished now? It's not, is it?
It'll never be finished.
Oh, no. Especially if you're doing it.
I'm pretty good to 90%. The last 10% I really struggle with in life. Anyway, mate, it's time for breaking news. I think you should start
Hang on. Do we not? Oh, okay. Yeah. Yes, I will. I will. So, I've literally just turned on my computer. And as always, I am very prepared.
You are always very prepared. What do they say? Fail to prepare, prepare to fail?
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
I prepare for all circumstances.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, what's just popped up?
Hope for the worst. Expect the best.
Exactly. No expectations or low expectations. Anyway, it says, Rugby Australia confirmed Dave Rennie sacked as Eddie Jones returns.
You know, it might be an inspired decision, this. And I'm a big Dave Rennie fan.
But did they listen to us?
Probably not.
Although we didn't say sack Dave. No one listens to us, Damo. Come on.
Now, it might be an inspired decision, this, right? And the reason why, not because I don't like Dave Rennie. I really like Dave Rennie. And I think Dave Rennie would have taken the Aussies, you know, deep in the competition.
Same, I agree.
But I have to admit, if there's one person you want to come in and do a short term...
Well, you think about what he did with England when he first arrived.
And I think it's in a similar situation where the groundwork is being done. Dave Rennie's done a lot of good work. He's built a squad. He has, you know, a lot of things that Eddie Jones will rely on have already been done for him. So I think that Eddie Jones could go now and win the World Cup with Australia type thing.
But well, that would just rub England's nose in it, wouldn't
it? Oh, my goodness. But look at the team that he's got.
He's got, if everyone's fit, he's got such a good team.
Yeah. So I think it's incredibly harsh on Dave Rennie.
It's so rogue, isn't it?
You know what Dave Rennie did do, and I think this might have been the reason for it, is I think Aussie Rugby wanted to have Steady Eddie as an assistant coach or as an advisor.
Which we thought was a good idea.
And Dave Rennie came out and said, nope, don't want to work with him.
Which I can get.
And I think then Rugby Australia have gone, oh, well, you either like it or lump it. And he's gone, oh, I'll lump it, mate.
Big, eh?
Huge.
Huge.
I have to say, I'm
shocked.
I'm a little bit, I'm unsure whether it's true. Do you know what I mean? I'm unsure. That's how big a story it is.
Yeah.
That it's true. Because, you know, Dave Rennie, I don't know, you know, has he done a bad job? I think he's done a pretty decent job. And to get sacked, I mean, like, Eddie with England was a shock. But they did have the worst ever run, or the worst sort of run for a long time.
Yeah, which is okay. He should have stayed in the post.
Yeah, he should have stayed in his post. You know, you got Fozzie, who's had a shocker and has kept his job. So, yeah, geez, Louise.
Interesting.
Mm.
Over to you, bud.
Mate, I've got a good one, I reckon. Three up-and-coming South African players banned for doping. So, you might not know this, but every year they have a big rugby competition for schoolboys
in South Africa.
Craven Week.
I have heard of it, yeah.
It's the under-18 representative provincial teams. And obviously, you know, there's a lot riding on this. This is where all the Super Rugby scouts go to. Well, not Super Rugby anymore, is it? It's the United Rugby Championship scouts go to, the Currie Cup scouts. You've got to put it out there on this week. And if you don't, you won't make it.
Yeah.
So a lot of pressure goes on these young lads to be at their best for this competition. And obviously it forces a number of them to take a little bit of...
To bulk up.
To bulk up, to be powerful. But apparently it is rife.
Is it?
And you can imagine that, can't you? I mean, they are.
You just have to look at them.
That's not normal.
That's a 25-year-old man.
Why are you all bald and have beards? That's what I want to know.
I mean, I watched the final.
Talking about. You know who we talked about? Shabal.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I saw him the other day on TV.
Yeah.
What a good-looking man he is.
He's French, bud.
Oh, yes. Thor, isn't he?
Just pure class.
He literally could be on a movie.
He could be a superhero.
He could be a superhero. Or a villain.
Oh, a villain would be better. Okay. My next one. Well, I've actually got two little short ones. Harlequins suffer dramatic defeat. 12-man russing. Wow. 12-man russing. Anyway, so they were on the comeback trail.
Yeah.
And then just got pipped at the post.
Yeah, Marcus Smith's first game back after a long injury. I think Harlequins would be better for him being there.
Yeah. And then Owen Farrell.
Owen
Farrell.
Yeah.
Red card.
Yeah. Not in the game, though. Cited,
yes.
Yeah.
And then England have gone, oh, he'll be back for the Six Nations. So he misses hardly any rugby.
He doesn't miss any rugby.
But the best thing about that is that Owen's going to be playing for England, and he's absolutely dog poo.
So it's
great for all the other five nations.
Yeah, they're all celebrating.
Yeah, of course I would be.
Yeah.
But yes, there's a donkey in the midfield.
So
there's a mule there.
What I think is really interesting is the whole thing, right? I actually saw the tackle. I didn't see it live, saw it on the replay.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't a bad tackle. He was dropping. He did hit him in the head, yes. But it was kind of more a glancing chest,
I know,
moving
but the
up.
Thing nowadays, it doesn't matter, does
No,
it
doesn't. Okay, but anyway, so it didn't get red carded in the game. He then goes on to kick the winning drop goal in the last seconds of the game. Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Gloucester were winning, and he'd missed like three kicks at goal. So he's having an absolute shocker. And then he gets this kick and wins it. So Gloucester up in arms. He then gets cited, red card, and then they go, oh, you can play that Saracens game that you wouldn't play. So obviously all the English players would go into camp and they'd miss a premiership game. So England have turned around and said, I will release you for that game. And that means he serves his ban. I don't blame him for it. I'd do the same thing.
Oh, yeah, but
I wouldn't pick him.
No.
For a start. But, you know, if it was one of my better players, captain, I'd do the same thing.
Yeah.
So I don't know why everyone's up in arms about. They're just using the system. He has gone on like a speed awareness course.
Has
which
he?
I think is quite funny.
Yeah.
Because it's like not speed awareness, it's tackle awareness course. Yeah.
Who's teaching them?
I would love to be that guy.
So you're all international athletes that play rugby.
This is how you tackle?
This is how you tackle. Just keep it nice and low, please. A wine.
I think it's more educating them about the long-term effects of concussion.
Yeah, I think it
I think they
be.
Already know that, though.
Yeah.
But it's going to be very interesting. Mate, good one here. Predictions for 2023. Okay, I thought that was really interesting. All Blacks will equal their worst ever finish at the Rugby World Cup.
Who's coming up with this?
Don't know. Someone from the Daily Mail or something, some paper in New Zealand, New Zealand Herald.
Right, okay.
So the All Blacks will equal their worst ever finish in the World Cup, which is quarterfinal knockout.
Excellent. That's good. I can't wait.
They'll face either South Africa or Ireland.
Oh. We've done it before.
It's going to be interesting. Scotty Robson will be named as next Wallaby coach. Wrong.
You're already wrong there.
But I could have not imagined that. I don't know where they've got that from. They blatantly want an Aussie coaching Aussie.
Yeah.
You know, I think Dave Rennie was going to be the last.
Dave Rennie was rogue.
Dave Rennie, yeah. France will fall short of World Cup glory. We agree with that, don't we?
Yeah, we said that.
Too much for them.
Yep.
Semi-final, just too much.
Yeah.
I think if they make the final, they'll win it, though.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I just think
the passion and the want to win it in their own country.
Absolutely. Springboks will defend their World Cup crown.
I don't think so.
No. RTS to sign a deal with an NRL club.
Potentially. Or he could go to Japan.
It's going to be very interesting. I mean, he's done everything in rugby league. There's not that much money in rugby league. And I think you're probably right. Will he stay with rugby, just earn some coin before he retires? If I was him, that's what I'd be doing.
Yes, but I mean, for him...
I'd like to prove everyone wrong as well. I'd like to prove everyone wrong.
He hasn't proven himself in rugby yet, so he won't get a huge deal.
I think this year, I hope he's going to rip it up for him.
I hope so too, but he needs to get picked.
He needs to get picked, yeah.
He'll rip it up in Super Rugby.
Do you think he will?
I think he'll rip it up in Super Rugby.
Yeah.
But then Fozzie will be like, oh, yes, he's done very well. We'll give him 3 minutes at the end of the game.
Yeah.
Or 10 minutes at the end of a game. And he won't get the chance.
I'm not even sure he'll get picked for the All Blacks, for the World Cup squad.
It'll depend on how his Super Rugby season goes.
Yeah, very true. Very, very true. Super Rugby, our picky, will break records in 2023. This is crowd size. This is the women's comp, by the way. Yeah, I could tell you didn't know what that was.
That'll be good.
Great, wouldn't it?
That'll be really good. Yeah. And especially because we've recently just won the World Cup as well.
Mm. Now, this one, the Wallabies will charge into the Rugby World Cup semi-finals at a minimum. I agree.
We've already said it. Yep.
Wow. England will win the Six Nations. Probably. The bounce back from the Eddie Jones, Steve Borthwick.
Yeah, there'll be some bounce back, but then they'll lose every game in the World Cup.
This is a good one, mate. Dalton Papali'i will start for the All Blacks at Rugby World Cup.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, he has to.
I mean, what do they mean by that?
Do they mean which game?
Yeah, do they mean
against Namibia?
If it's a quarter final, is he going? That's what I mean. Do you know what I mean? Of course, he's going to start at Rugby World Cup.
Yeah.
Some point he'll start.
Yeah.
But will he start in the big matches? I'm going to say no.
No, he won't. Not enough experience.
Sam Kane will start. Kirtley Beale will shine for the Tars.
Oh, yes. I love Kirtley Beale. Yeah. He's so ugly, but I love him.
I watched his Kirtley Beale story.
Did you?
Yeah, very interesting.
Oh.
Very interesting.
A lot of drugs, wasn't he?
Well, they didn't really touch on that too much, but they did hint that he's had his issues. But I just thought it was really interesting how he was picked up by a rugby school in Australia,
yeah,
St. Joseph's College. But he was picked up from year seven.
Was he?
Yeah, so he was... he lived way out west or whatever.
In the Wop-Wops.
Literally in the Wop-Wops. And a guy turned up on a little motorbike from St. Joe's College and convinced him and his family to go there. So, you know, he was boarding.
Scholarship.
Yes, full scholarship.
Nice.
And, well, his family, you know, live in the Wop-Wops, didn't earn a lot of money. So I'm not sure whether he was amazing at rugby at that point, but he was the only Indigenous person at the school.
Wow.
So very, very interesting story. I thought he was a rugby league guy, but he wasn't.
No.
Went through the school system.
Yeah.
So he was in this, at 16 years old, he went to an Australian full men's training camp. Yeah, as like an apprentice.
Wow. Well, it obviously put him in good stead.
Hell of a talent.
Hell of a player. He is a hell of a player.
Yeah.
There's actually one more that you can't see on here, but it says, the Super Rugby podcast will shine.
The Super Rugby podcast will win that award I nominated ourselves for.
Yeah. Bloody hope so. Mate, that must be coming out shortly.
Yes, I think February, late February. So we'll find out. We'll let everyone know.
Yeah.
Well, the three people that listen to this podcast know. May, what caught your eye?
Oh, well, I mean, the Eddie Jones thing now.
Yeah.
Wow.
Massive that, isn't
it? Huge. Yeah, huge.
Now, what my thing here about Eddie Jones was, I said, Eddie Jones, what will he do? Not sure he thought he'd be unemployed for this long. Well, he is not unemployed.
No.
And that's the
Rub
reason.
That off the board.
And that's the reason why we haven't heard anything, because I was starting to think, why hasn't someone picked him up?
Well, the big thing, there were two big ones, wasn't there? There was one about France going to...
not big enough for him.
No, I agree. The one of America.
Yeah, not big enough for him.
I agree. Rogue, this is left field for me.
I think he wanted to be at the Rugby World Cup.
I thought he might end up going to Japan.
But he is on the board of one of the big clubs there anyway, as an advisor.
Right.
Getting some extra cash because he needs it. But this is huge, isn't it? I just think that the Aussie Rugby Board just sort of said to Dave Rennie, you either work with them or you don't, and you don't work here. And
it'd be interesting to sort of dig a bit deeper. And
I can't wait. Mm. I can't wait to hear it. So it's massive, isn't it? Absolutely massive. Owen Farrell red card, we've already mentioned about that. Yeah. South Africa.
Did we mention about the Schoolboys World Cup?
We mentioned it last podcast.
Did we?
We didn't mention who won.
Oh, Hamilton Boys High won against Grey College.
Yeah.
Pretty one-sided.
It was, wasn't it?
Yeah.
For a final.
Yeah.
As well, you would have thought it was going to be tight. South African rugby clubs in the Heineken Cup, dominance. I don't think there's going to be very many people who are happy about this if they go and win it.
No.
And if they do win it, I think it'll put them off going into the Six Nations.
It almost looks a bit easy for them if I'm perfectly honest.
I think the Heineken Cup's dropped down a level or two now. I think it used to be the very, very cream of the crop playing that competition. And I think now you've got a lot of people in there who shouldn't be playing in there.
Yeah, so I agree.
There's only now the real upper crust of the Irish and the French who are tough. So we'll see. They've obviously dominated so far, but will they dominate
with the English clubs is that they don't now have the firepower, the manpower, because they've got this cap.
Yeah,
so everything's sort of scattered around. So I think the next few years will be a bit of sort of just seeing how the dust settles. So I think the English clubs will come back, just not straight away.
Yeah, I mean, they're talking about what New Zealand's been talking about for a long time, which is losing players overseas.
Mm.
So the English clubs are now really worried that all their top players will be going to play in France.
And if they want the money, you would, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, I'm not sure whether or not England should have this "you can't play for England if you don't play in England" clause. Because the reason...
Yeah, but then you could say the same about us. No,
okay, so this is the reason why I'm going to say it. If you let me finish.
Spit it out then, man.
Because, you know, if New Zealander plays in Europe,
yeah,
then they're all out of sync with New Zealand rugby, right?
That's a poor excuse.
No, it's a long way away. So if they've ever got a training camp, they've ever got anything like that, they can't just come back.
Yeah, but the thing is, the French clubs don't release them anyway.
No, but you could get written into your contract, couldn't you? You could get written into contract that you need to be released for these games. But my point is, it's so close, and they're still playing in a similar league. They're still playing in the Heineken Cup.
They want to keep it pure, though, don't they?
Of course they do, but, you know, financially, I just think, you know, I can see why. You know, that's why I think you could let New Zealanders go to Japan a little bit more, because it's close enough. But France is, like, just there. You can swim in there, man. That's how close it is. It's like North Island and South Island, isn't it? Is that a distance, I think?
I think it's closer.
Do you think it's closer?
I think so.
So how crazy is that? Really?
Oh, maybe it's not closer.
But, yeah, so I reckon if South African club goes and wins the Heineken Cup, then actually it'll put people off putting them into the Six Nations.
Oh, 100%.
Because no one wants South Africa to win the Six Nations.
All the time. And that's what'll happen.
No, I don't think it would happen. But just think, hey, you're going to have France, England, Ireland, and South Africa. You know, they are like the four best teams in the world.
Yeah.
And then Wales always do
Wales
pretty well.
In. Scotland can
do okay.
Can do a job every now and then.
Yeah, it is. Would be. I mean, we love watching Six Nations
now,
we
do,
don't we?
Yeah, yeah. But not England. No, I like watching England.
Lose.
Oh, thank you. God, you took the words right out of my mouth there, Damo.
Mate, let's be honest. I just can't wait for Super Rugby to start. You need to get Super
Brew. Super Brew.
Have you done it?
No. But I will. I had the Razzle the Dazzler on me.
Oh.
Yeah, he's cracking the whip.
Well, you need to get it sorted so people got time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I'll sort it out and we'll send out the link to everyone.
Can we say now?
I'll do it today. So by the 17th of January, it'll be up and running.
Okay, can we agree a couple of things?
Yes.
Me versus you.
Okay.
Right, if anyone else wants a personal vendetta against us, like Coley the Poly wants to come in,
Does he?
You can come in if you want, right, anyone? But you've got to message us, right, if you want to be a part of the elite group.
Oh,
all right.
The elite. Why are we part of the elite? We suck. Have we won?
Me versus...
We haven't won. I've got second and won.
No, of course we haven't won.
I've got second
got
and
third
won.
Third last year. Third in the whole comp.
My name's Damon. I got third.
Okay, so this is the rules though you got to play by if you want to come in this elite group.
Okay.
You've got to do your own picks. You're not allowed to go on Sky, Bet...
well, that rules you out then, doesn't it?
You can't. You just got to go. You got to go. I'll lick the finger, stick it in the air, right?
Okay.
Use just your knowledge.
Hang on. Why are you licking your finger?
Put it in the air, mate.
Oh, in the
See
oh,
where
the
wind's
air.
Blowing.
Oh, sorry.
You're not doing what you do.
Oh, hey.
So if you want to be part of the elite group, yep. you can't use any other resources apart from yourself.
Yeah, I like that. But yep. the thing is, you know, we've got good numbers, but I want to get to that 100.
Mm.
Let's try and get 100 people involved.
Well, you need to get sorted so people have got time, don't you?
I do. You are, Damo, you're always right. When does the competition actually start? End of February.
Yes.
Yeah, so we've got over a month.
Yeah. People need time to, you know, get themselves sorted.
I've got to try and find Super Brew. Oh, Super Brew.
So, you know, if you would like to be part of the elite group where you just use your rugby nouse, then let us know and we'll make you in. And there will be a trophy for that competition winner as well as the main competition winner. Winner.
Start a pool.
Question for you, right? So Steve Borthwick's come in and he's got Nick Evans as backs and attack coach and big Kevin Sinfield as defence coach.
Super Rugby's not on it, by the way.
It will be.
Okay.
It will be. What do you reckon of those two appointments?
What was that? Sorry, I wasn't listening.
Yeah, I didn't think so. Steve Borthwick come
yeah.
in
yeah.
and he's got Nick Evans as backs and attack coach. And big Kevin Sinfield as defence coach.
Nick Evans?
Yeah.
Wow. Good, Nick Evans?
Good player, yeah.
Well, he was averagely good.
Nah.
Nick Evans?
Nick Evans, yeah.
Nick Evans was averagely good.
Nah, he was awesome.
Nah, he wasn't awesome.
He was awesome.
Who did he play for?
Harlequins.
No, who did he play for in New Zealand?
The Highlanders.
He was awesome. I thought he played for the Crusaders.
No.
Oh.
Nick Evans played as rugby for, you know, and that shows what a man he is. That shows what a man he is, that he goes and plays his rugby for a team that he probably realises, you know, weren't always going to win.
This is true.
Mind you, I think when he played, they were pretty decent. He might have been in that team.
They won it. Did he? Was he?
Not sure whether he was in it or not. And big Kev Sinfield is defence coach. You look at Leicester, since Borthwick and Sinfield have gone, they have absolutely been shocking. Just shows what a difference a couple of people make, doesn't it?
Well, I mean, you can say that about the All Blacks, can't you?
You can. Mate, listeners' questions. This is from Jason Styles. Can anyone beat the Crusaders this year?
Yes.
Who?
The Blues.
I think the Blues.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be real tough, eh?
It'll be good. I think the Highlanders again.
Will they lose? Who's going to win the whole thing? You think the Crusaders? No.
Oh, who's going to win the whole thing?
Yeah. I mean, Crusaders will get beaten. Of course they'll get beaten. But will they still go on to win the whole thing?
No, I think the Blues will win it this time.
Yeah. I can't see the Crusaders winning again. No Jason Ryan. Arguably the best forwards coach in the world. You take him out of the equation. You take a number of the players out of the equation. I think it's World Cup year. Maybe that's a might give the players a bit more fire in the belly. If they win it this year, there's absolutely no chance they'll win it next year. So we'll see.
We will see, yeah.
But I can imagine the Blues definitely. The Tars are going to be good this year as well.
Tars are going to be good.
The Brumbies will be good.
It'll be interesting.
I think it's going to be a hell of a competition.
I agree.
Your question to me?
Oh, my question to you. So it's a little bit on your question, but it's not. Okay. So would you rather play two matches for the All Blacks and score a hat trick in both?
Hang on.
Listen.
This is basically my question rehashed.
Oh, well, I mean, would you rather score... You're not listening to me.
No.
Would you rather score...
Two, okay. So, hang on, so start
so you,
again.
So
start
you play
again.
Two matches,
yep.
And you score three tries in each,
yep.
And then finish your career.
Yeah.
Or would you rather play 100 matches and not score a try at all?
100 matches and not score a try at all.
Yeah.
Easy.
That is easy.
If I was a winger, probably not.
No, you wouldn't be in the team.
But yeah, I mean, look, I actually would love that. I'd love to play 100 matches and not score.
It would be Village, though, wouldn't it? It'd be Village.
No, that'd be amazing.
It'd be Village.
That would be real, like, that would be like something to say, I was a proper team man. I would go as far to say as over the try line, I just pass it.
Village.
On my 100th game.
Village.
On my 100th game, if I hadn't scored, right, 100th game, I hadn't scored, I got over the line, I passed someone else to score.
Village. I'd be like, nah. That just shows you what kind of a man you are.
Yep. Absolutely.
Village.
Right, my question to you, which is very similar.
Yeah, that looks similar to my question. Why did you copy it?
Would you rather be a one-game AB or an overseas hero?
Overseas hero.
Now, easy. Nick Evans is a little bit like this. So Nick Evans was an overseas hero for Harlequins.
Yeah, so that's why he's not a great player.
He played a lot more games than one for the All Blacks. But you'd be rather be an overseas hero.
Yeah, definitely. I'm just going to look up Nick Evans' record on the internet. So he, North Harbour, Otago, Auckland. Yeah, see, I knew that he played for the Blues. He played for the Highlanders.
Yeah.
04 to 07, so he wasn't part of the winning.
Oh, yeah.
And then Blues 08.
And then he left after.
And then he
left. Oh, yes. Yes.
He played 16 times for New Zealand.
Yeah. All off the bench, probably.
I would think all off the bench. 04 to 07.
Hell of a player. You know, when you got Dan Carter there.
And then 207 appearances for Harlequins.
That's a lot of games. That's a lot of games, yeah. Well, how many points for Harlequins? I bet you absolutely truckloads.
How many do you think?
600?
2,249.
Jeez.
That's not ridiculous. Bad.
My maths was shocking there. 3 points a match. He was a kicker.
But that is a hell of a lot of games, isn't it?
Absolutely. A load of games. Load of games. Right, mate. Finish off the show.
Yes.
We've gone through it very, very quick.
We
just
have.
To let people know, because we've been kicked out of our spiritual home.
We have.
We have people wandering in
which
to the office.
Which is good, though.
Absolutely.
Which is
great.
Yeah.
It's great.
It's fantastic.
Now.
We've had, it's been like a live show. To one person, and then the seconds just walked in.
So, anyway, here we go. Higher or lower?
Oh, are we doing this?
You're going to love this.
Okay, I'm waiting.
I have to say, I was very excited when I found this information.
Okay. Well, stop talking about it and say it.
No, here we go. You need to know what it is. It's bench press.
Oh.
From international players.
How have you found this out?
I just rang up a few people. What's your best? Right, wait for this though.
Okay.
This is really interesting. So we're going to start with Dan Carter.
Okay.
How much do you think Dan Carter can bench press?
130.
Wow, that's a lot, eh?
Yes.
145.
That's all they do. I'm going to the gym and I'm going to squat and bench press.
And the crazy thing is people say that bench press is the worst, you know, sort of element to see if you're good at rugby. But yeah. They all do it. They all love it. Anyway, he's starting at 145.
Right, okay.
You need to say
he's
higher.
He's going to be weak in comparison to everyone.
You're going to have to say higher or lower.
Okay.
Sam Whitelock, higher or lower?
Oh, higher.
What do you reckon?
Although he's got long levers.
He does.
I still think higher. 152.
You're right. Not with 152.
Okay, but he is higher.
160.
Wow.
160.
Yeah.
That's massive, isn't it?
That's big.
Right, next, higher or lower?
Okay.
Sonny the Bill Williams.
Higher.
What do you reckon?
173.
Wrong. 140.
Long levers.
He's all show, isn't he?
All show.
Obviously not that much go.
No.
Next up is... Mara Itoje. No, sorry, not Mara Itoje. No, rubbish. Sorry. Will Aguinia.
Oh, he's like 180. I know this one.
Higher.
Yeah.
It's amazing, isn't it? Will Aguinia. 180.
Yep. Yeah. I'm surprised I got it spot on, but I knew that it was big.
Right, mate.
Ridiculous, eh, for such a small fella.
Maratoji, higher or lower?
He's weak as piss. He'll be lower.
Wrong, mate.
Oh.
187.5 kg.
He's strong as hell. Damn. Damn it.
The last one we've got for today. The last one we've got for
That's
today.
So heavy. Bench press as well.
Nandolo.
300.
Is that his weight or his...
Oh, yes. Can you bench press your weight? No. What's your weight? 200.
Higher or lower?
He's higher.
What do you reckon he is?
He'll be close to 205.
175, he's lower.
Oh, are we going higher? I thought we were sticking to Daniel Carter.
No.
And village from me. Read the question.
He still would have been wrong because he was 175.
Yeah.
I mean, that's still an absolutely massive weight.
Yeah.
I mean, these are ridiculous weights.
But Will Guinea, 180.
Just shows because
he's only about.
You know, when we were, well, actually, no, I'm 12 years older than you, eh? Because you turned 30.
I did, big 3-0. Yeah, cheers, everyone, for saying happy birthday. Appreciate that.
But when I was growing up, Christian Cullen was...
Yeah, what a demon.
...was playing. And he was benching 125, yeah. 135. And everyone was like, oh, my God, like, that's so much.
Yeah.
Now, these guys are benching. I mean, the highest on record here is someone from the Ospreys, 230 kgs. There's a whole host of people.
230?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, you got loads on 200. Jack Winton, who's Highlanders. Tom Court.
You know the Owen brothers?
John Welsh, yeah.
They could squat over 300.
I don't even know that. Like, I don't even know if that's... I mean, that's obviously really good.
Yeah, yeah. Yes.
But I don't know ridiculous. What I could squat. What can you squat?
I don't know. 160?
Wow.
So for one?
That's pretty good then, eh?
Yeah, but 300. They're doubling that.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
One on each shoulder.
Absolutely amazing. Yep. Listen.
I'm listening.
It's been a quick one, but a good one, hopefully.
Always.
What can people do to help us out?
They can like, they can subscribe, they can share, they can follow.
Email
in, yep. Patreon.
Now, we have had a month off.
Yes,
Does that
have.
Mean we should refund everyone the months?
If
Patreon.
They think so, then we'll think about it.
No, thank you all very much yes. for your support. Just listen to the show's great. But if you could email in.
Yes.
We love a mixture of questions. Always gets our juices flowing on
yes,
a
it's always good,
Monday
isn't it?
Morning.
And, you know, if there's a guess who or any games that we could do at the end of the show, that would be great.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Until next time.
See you later.
Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.